下午好。
We're on. Here we go. Good afternoon. It's good to be here, as always.
来这儿挺好的。
And I just returned from Africa yesterday.
牧师昨天刚从非洲回来。
I was over there training pastors for about 10 days and flew all day and all night and got back a little bit last night. So,
他在非洲花了十天的时间培训当地的牧师，然后又花了一天一夜坐飞机赶回来。
It was a very exciting time, and I love going there. This is my sixth trip to work with a group over there in Kenya.
他已经去肯尼亚六次了，他觉得每次去他都很高兴。
But many of you may be able to relate to this. When you get ready to leave and go somewhere, there's a lot of preparation that takes place in order to be able to go.
大家可能也经历过，你们每次要出远门的时候，都要有很多东西要准备。
If you're a pastor, or if you are a boss of a business, or if you're a parent, leaving your children, you face tasks of wanting to make sure everything happens well while you're gone.
如果你是一个主管，或者你是牧师，或者你家里有小孩的话，每次出远门都有很多东西要准备，要确保一切都是准备的周到。
And you have to put great trust in the people who you are leaving in these positions of responsibility while you're gone.
而且呢，你不在的时候，你要相信你托付的这些人，在你不在的时候呢，会把事情照顾好。
And that's a lot like Jesus has done with you and I.
这就像主耶稣，对我们的期望一样。
We read in numerous places in the Bible that Jesus has a promise to return to earth someday.
我们在圣经里很多地方都看到主耶稣向我们应许，他以后会再来。
He lived, he died for our sins, and then he rose from the dead and he ascended to God in heaven.
他来到人世，他为了我们的罪死掉，他又回到天堂。
And before he left, he promised his followers, and that promise is good for us today, he said, I will return.
他临走之前对他的门徒许愿说他会回来的。
He said, I will come back, and when I come back, I'm going to bring God's judgment, but I'm also going to take you who believe in me, who follow me, and I'll bring you to be with me.
他向我们应许说他再来的时候会带来神的审判，并且信他的人都可以跟他一起。
There is a lot involved, a lot of details, a lot of information around this whole time of the return of Jesus.
在耶稣要来的之前，有很长一段时间，有很多细节需要预备好。
We also know it as the end times.
我们把那个在主再来的时候称作末世。
And so I want to look with you for a few minutes this afternoon at just what does Jesus expect to find when he comes back?
所以今天下午我们就花一些时间想一想主耶稣再来的时候他想要看到什么样的情形呢?
And when I think of Jesus returning, I think of this guy right here sometimes.
牧师想到主耶稣再来的时候他就想到这个画面上的这个家伙。
How many of you are familiar with the cat in the hat?
你们谁知道这个戴帽子的猫?
Good. I began to wonder on my way over here, has anybody ever heard of this from this congregation?
他来之前还心里打鼓，不知道我们有没有人知道这个。
I love Dr. Seuss. When my kids were little kids, I used to read them all the Dr. Seuss books.
牧师小时候特别喜欢这一系列的书，他看了所有的这个书。
But the cat in the hat was my favorite.
但是这个戴帽子的猫是他最喜欢的。
Partly because I love cats.
一方面因为他喜欢猫。
But mostly because of the story.
另一方面，大部分是因为故事。
It's a very interesting story of a young boy and girl who are left alone at home by their mother.
有一个故事讲到一个小男孩和一个小女孩被他妈妈 留在家里，就他们两个人。
As they're at home, this interesting cat in the hat shows up at their house.
他们独自在家的时候，这只奇怪的戴着帽子的猫就出现了。
They let him in, and he begins to do all kinds of horrible things to their house.
他们把这个猫放进来，就三个人一起干了很多特别夸张的事情。
He pretty much proceeds to completely destroy their house.
你们可能已经想到，他们是不是把房子都毁了？
At one point, he's balancing on a ball while he's holding this huge stack of items from their house.
有一个时候，这个猫它一边在一个球上跳来跳去，然后呢，手里面又捧了好多好多从房子里面收集的各种物件。
You can picture him there with a teacup and some milk and a cake.
比如说，他会拿着一个蛋糕，上面有一个盘子，盘子又有茶。
He's got three books, a fish bowl, and a rake.
另一手拿着三本书，上面顶一个鱼缸，还有一些别的乱七八糟的东西。
A toy boat, a toy man, and a red fan.
或者一个玩具的船，一个玩具的小人，一个这个那个的。
And he, somehow he manages to keep all these things up in the air without crashing all over the floor.
有时候他一边跳一边唱歌，然后呢，这些东西还保持平衡，挺好。
Just when you think things couldn't get any worse.He lets out these two little critters into the house.
当时你觉得事情不能再高的时候，再糟的时候，他又把这个两个小孩从家里面放出去了。
And they're called Thing One and Thing Two.
哦，那他自己带了两个什么东西？一个叫第一个东西，一个叫第二个东西。
At this point, the kids are starting to get very worried because their house is just a shambles, and they know that at some point soon their mother's coming back.
这个时候就两个小孩就开始紧张了，因为他们知道妈妈马上就要回来了。
She left them in charge, and if she finds the house completely destroyed, she's going to be very mad.
妈妈临走以前告诉他们要在家老老实实的，如果她回来看见房子被搞得这样乱七八糟，肯定会非常生气。
Well, they hear their mother pull up in the car, and the cat immediately, you know, they make him start picking up the house.
当他们听见妈妈开车进了车库的时候，这个猫就开始拼命的收拾了。
It turns out he gets everything cleaned up and everything put back to normal just before the mother walks in and he slips out the door.
他就把所有的东西都物归原处，摆得整整齐齐的，像没有动过一样。然后呢，他就走了。
So when I think of Jesus returning, I often think about the cat in the hat.
当牧师想到主再来的时候，他经常会想到这只猫。
But also go back to this verse in Luke 18:8.
在路加福音十八章八节的时候，说到
，where Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?"
说如果人子再来的时候，他会看到有信德在世上吗
？What a probing question!
这是一个发人深省的问题。
I want to personalize it for you today and ask you, will he find faith in you when he returns?
今天就想把这个问题放到每个人的身上，让你们想一想，主再来的时候，我们是什么样子呢？
Will he find faith in your family? Will he find faith here in your church?
主会不会在你家里看到信心呢？主会不会在你们教会看到信心呢？
So we want to look at a couple of the things that Jesus hopes to find in us.When he comes back,
我们也会讲一讲主耶稣再来的时候，他希望在我们身上看到的是什么。
And the first one is that he wants us to be aware.
第一，他就是希望我们能够有这样一个认知。
He wants to find us fully aware of the fact that he is coming back, and what are some of the things that are going to happen around that event, so we will not be caught unawares.
他希望我们能够很清楚地知道他会再来，所以呢，就可以做好准备。
So let's look at this passage together, and if you'd like to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
请大家翻到马太福音二十四章。
The whole chapter of Matthew is Jesus teaching his disciples and us about.The end times about his return.
整个这一章都是主耶稣向我们教导关于末世的事情。
He says here, beginning in verse 36.
在36章他说
He says, about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
Did you catch that? No one knows the exact time Jesus will return.
你们懂了没有？没有人知道主耶稣什么时候会来。
No one knows when the world is going to end.
没人知道世界什么时候会终结。
There's been a man who at one point was a faithful Christian. Now I believe he's a false teacher named Harold Camping.
有一个人他以前呢也是一个忠心的基督徒但是他现在变成了一个假先知就是那个 Camping.
Several times now in my lifetime, he's predicted that Jesus will come back on a very specific date, you know, October 21st.
他已经预言了好几次主再来的时候比如说10月21号。
And so people, you know, all get prepared for that day, and it goes by, and Jesus has not returned.
信他的人就准备好了，等着主再来，但是还没有来。
There's great excitement this year about the Mayan calendar, which says that our world will end on December 21st.
在今年也有很多的人在很激动的等待那个玛雅文化预言的世界末日，在12月21号。
But Jesus here very clearly says, no one knows when this is happening except God the Father himself.
但是主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，除了父，没有人知道他什么时候再来。
Now I want to encourage you, if you hear other pastors, other Christian teachers, if you read books by Christians, and they try to tell you exactly when Jesus is coming back, do not listen to them.
所以如果你们以后听到有什么牧师讲圣经的人告诉你主什么时候再来，不要信他。
If Jesus himself does not have that fact revealed to him by the Father, then there's no way that God wants us to run around and try to predict it.
如果主耶稣自己都没告诉我们他什么时候再来，别的人肯定都不知道。
But he does want us to be aware of the fact that he is coming.
但是他却想让我们很清楚地知道他会再来。
He goes on in verse 37, he says, As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
他在37节说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
What was it like in the days of Noah?
挪亚的日子。
What happened with that whole event?
挪亚的日子发生了什么事情呢？
Well, it said in Genesis that the world, very quickly after God had created man,
在创世纪告诉我们，神造了人以后，
had become so evil and so wicked all the time that God was just completely fed up with human beings.
人很快就变得非常的坏，满心想的都是恶，所以神就很生气。
And he brought his judgment on the world and he wiped out the human race with the exception of Noah and his family.
所以神让公义降到世上把地上的人都毁灭了。
God brought this great flood, and the flood came as a complete surprise to everyone except for Noah and the people that were with him in the ark.
那时候神送来了大水，大水使大家都很惊讶，但是挪亚并不惊讶，因为他已经知道。
Jesus goes on in verse 38, and he describes it here.
耶稣并且在下面描述到。
He says, for in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
Two men will be in the field. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken, the other will be left.
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
And then he says, therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Keep watch, be aware. Are you aware of some of the things that will happen that will precede Jesus' coming? Some of the signs that his coming will be soon.
所以大家要知道，也要知道一些主再来之前的一些征兆。
We're not going to look at all that today, but the whole chapter of Matthew 24 describes a lot of those other things to be aware of.
今天就不再讲更多，但是整个24这个整一章都是讲主再来以前的一些征兆。
And the key here is that God is now giving the world a warning. He's been giving this warning for 2,000 years since Jesus spoke these words and they were recorded.
关键是神已经给了世人这样一个警告，这个警告在2000年以前就发出来了。
It will not be a surprise for Christians when God comes back through Christ, and it should not be a surprise to the rest of the world, because God has given full warning in His Word that this day will come.
所以当主再来的时候，世上的基督徒不会觉得惊讶，世界上的人也不会觉得惊讶。
He compares it in verse 42. He says, Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time at night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch.
所以主耶稣对给了我们一个对比，他说，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒。
You ever wonder why Jesus uses this analogy of a thief in the night?
你们想没想过为什么主会用这种盗贼的这种比喻来描述这个事情呢？
How many of you, that's a pleasant thing to think about a thief coming in the night to rob your house?
想起贼晚上来你家偷东西，是不是个很愉快的事情？
I mean, that's not a good thing.
不是好事儿。
But for us as Christians, Jesus' return is going to be a great thing. It's going to be a glorious day, as we sang about in some of those songs already.
但是对于基督徒来说，主再来的日子绝对是个好事。
So I believe here he's speaking this analogy for those that don't know Christ yet.
所以牧师想他的这个比喻是针对那些不信的人说的。
He says, if you knew a thief was coming, you'd be ready, you'd be aware.
对那些人，如果知道晚上有贼来家里偷东西，肯定会非常警醒。
And much of the teaching of Christ about his return is to help people become aware and then to be prepared for that.
在主耶稣的教导中，他用这样的比喻是为了让人们能够明白，能够心里面有警觉。
He goes on and uses another analogy, but before he does that, one of the things that is found in much of the teaching of Jesus about his return is what we call a sense of nearness or imminence of his return.
另外一个主耶稣的教导就是关于末世的一种紧迫感。
It's a hard, difficult thing to understand sometimes because many of these verses, and I'll share three or four of them with you, seem to indicate that Jesus will be coming back right away.
这一点不太好理解。因为在我们要讲到的几个经节里面读完了以后，人们会觉得好像耶稣马上就要来了。
And they were written 2,000 years ago, and people have lived in expectation of Jesus' return since then, but he still has not returned to this date.
而且这些经文是2000年以前写出来的，那个时候人们就有了这种想法，觉得主耶稣马上就要来，但是我们已经等了2000年了。
But he wants us to live in a sense of near expectation, and that's why I believe he doesn't tell us the exact time of his return.
但是主确实让我们要有这种紧迫感，所以他不告诉我们他确切来的时间。
He uses a bunch of terms to describe what it will be like, that, you know, for us to be ready because he could come at any time.
他用了一些术语来描述他再来的情形。这样我们心里就有准备。
Peter says here in this verse, the end of all things is near.
彼得在这个经节里面讲说，这个地末世就要来了。
In Hebrews we read, in just a little while he who is coming will come, and he will not delay.
在希伯来书也说，要来的就会来，不会耽搁。
James tells us, be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is what? It's near.
雅各书也提到，你们要有耐心，要站得住，站得稳，因为主来的日子近了。
And then in Revelation we read, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon, meaning Jesus.
这个后面也说，主耶稣马上就要来了。
We also read in Peter that God's sense of timing is completely different than ours.
在彼得后书里面，我们读到，神看待时间和我们完全不一样。
Talks about how a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years to us.
提到主看一日如千年。
Just think of the difference of perspective between an adult and a child with time.
这就像一个成年人看待时间和小孩子看待时间不一样。
You're driving in the car with some kids, and your kids start saying, when are we going to get there?
你有开车带着孩子，孩子不停地问说，我们什么时候到啊？
Maybe they're excited about their birthday or excited about Christmas coming, and they say, when's it going to be here? When's it going to be here?
或者他们在生日之前，或者圣诞节之前非常的激动，不停地问，什么时候到啊？什么时候到啊？
My favorite answer always to my two girls was, we're going to get there soon.
牧师经常对他的孩子说，快了，快了。
They hated that word, soon.
小孩不愿意听这个快了。
Because soon could mean anything from 10 minutes or 10 hours.
因为快了意味着可能是十分钟，也可能是十个小时。
You know, when can I stay up till 9 o'clock? When can I go out on my first date? When can I get my ears pierced? Soon.
就好像你
That answer covered many questions with kids.
Yeah, 很多小朋友他们很盼着长大以后干这个干那个，什么时候才能做这个，什么时候才能做那个，家长就说快了快了。
And we are like children with God, our Father.
我们在神眼里就像他的孩子一样。
But I think he gives us these verses to keep us living for him on a consistent basis, to have that sense of expectation that it truly could happen in our lifetime.
但是相信主这样跟我们说，就是为了要让我们有一个警醒的心，知道这件事情是会发生的。
Jesus goes on in Matthew 24, and he gives a second illustration of a master and a slave that he puts in charge when he leaves to do business.
耶稣在四十五节又举了一个例子，讲的是管家和主人的例子。
He says the master goes away and he entrusts this slave with all of his business and tells this servant, you know, you be faithful and I will come back some point.
主人远行之前把家里的一切都交给仆人管理，让他们好好管理，说回来的时候查看。
And then he poses this question, what do you think the boss will do when he returns if he finds you as his worker who he entrusted to be faithful and to be on the job, if he comes back and finds you, you know, totally being irresponsible, you're not working at all?
你们想一下，这个主人回来以后，看到自己托付的仆人把事情管理得非常好，很忠心，他会怎么对仆人呢？如果他看到他的仆人把事情搞了一团糟，又不忠心的时候，他会怎么对他们呢？
There's a dynamic that exists, I would guess, in probably every business, both here and I'm going to even suggest to you everywhere around the world.
这种关系嘛，在现实的生活中，在全世界各地都有这种，都是存在的。
That dynamic is this. When we know the boss is there, and he's looking over our shoulder to see how hard we're working.
这种就是人之常情，就是说，如果你知道你的老板在你眼前啊，盯着你干活的时候，
we tend to work a lot harder, don't we?
我们就干活就分外的卖力。
But the equal dynamic is true that when the boss goes out of town or is not around for a while.
但是如果老板不在，出门了。
Productivity usually decreases. People tend to be a little more relaxed. They play a little bit more.
这时候呢，生产力就会有所下降，因为干活的人就比较懒散。
I remember that in my first job that I ever had.
牧师他自己以前干过一个工作。
I was working for my brother when I was in high school. He owned a flower growing business in California.
他上高中的时候，他哥哥开了一个花店。
And my brother's 15 years older than me, so he was really kind of like my dad.
他哥哥比他大15岁，就有时候就跟他爸爸一样。
And I worked there with another young boy about my age.
他和另外一个跟他同龄的男生一起在那个店里面打工。
My brother would come over for an hour or two every morning, and he'd make a few phone calls and tell us what to do, and then he'd leave.
他哥每天早上来一两个小时，打几个电话，布置一下工作就走了。
And occasionally he'd check in during the day, but we never really knew when he was coming back.
有时候他会偶尔回来一两次来看看。
But when he wasn't around, we usually goofed off a lot, and we had a lot of fun at work.
当他的哥哥不在的时候，他和他那个童工就一起特别的开心。
But if he ever came back and found us not working, we'd get in big trouble.
但是他知道他哥哥如果回来了，知道他们俩人没好好干活，他们两个人就惨了。
You realize that God has given us a job description as Christians.
我们要知道，作为基督徒，我们在神眼里也是有一个有工作的人。
He created us to serve Him.
他创造了我们。来为他服务。
His whole goal in life isn't to serve us. He basically said, I want you to glorify me on this earth. I want you to go out there and do ministry for me.
我们在世上不是让神来服侍我们，而是神给了我们有一些工作，想要我们在世上为他传福音，为他的荣耀而工作。
Will God find us on the job if he returns?
神再来的时候，他看到我们的工作做得怎么样，在神眼里是什么样呢？
What does that job description look like for a Christian?
那神给我们的工作的计划是如何呢？
He's told us, share about me with people that don't know me. Let others know who I am and how they can know me.
我们工作的主要的任务就是和不认识神的人分享关于神的事情。
He said, show love.To one another, treat each other in the kind of love that I have treated you.
他让我们彼此相爱，用神的爱来爱彼此。
He told us to grow more Christ-like, to continue to be transformed in our relationship with Jesus.
他让我们能够像主耶稣一样，能够变得越来越像主耶稣。
He's instructed us to help the needy, to go to the people who are the most hurting people, the widows, the orphans, the poor, the people that need to experience Christ's love and to extend love to them.
他要我们去照顾需要主的人，那些贫穷的人，寡妇、孤儿等等，那些需要帮助的人。
And he's told us to build his church, both here in your own local church.And his church around the world.
他也让我们在自己住的地方建造他的教会，也到远处的地方建造他的教会。
So if Jesus returns, will he find you on the job? Will he find you doing the things that he's told you to do?
当主再来的时候，他看到你在工作上的表现如何呢？
I want to be found.Doing that job and hearing the words from Jesus that he promised to tell those who stay on the job for him, well done, good and faithful servant.
牧师他希望当主再来的时候，他在主面前能够得到主的肯定，主会对他说，你干得很好，我忠心良善的仆人。
He gives us a third analogy here of his coming back, and he does it in the form of a story in Matthew 25.
在马太福音二十五章，主耶稣又举了一个例子，讲了一个童女的故事。
It says, At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Five of them were foolish and five were wise.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and they fell asleep.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!"
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出去迎接他。
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
愚蠢的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
No, they replied, there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那儿去买吧。
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
Later, the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us.
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
But he replied, truly, I tell you, I don't know you.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子，那时辰，你们不知道。
So what does this parable mean?
这个故事是讲什么呢？
Five virgins have oil, five do not.
五个童女有油，五个没有。
Five are prepared to meet the bridegroom who represents Jesus.
那五个有油的人，他们已经准备好了，去迎接新郎，新郎就是表示是耶稣。
The other five have not prepared their life to meet him.
另外五个却没有在生活中准备好迎接他。
The oil...And this is consistent with much of Scripture, represents the Holy Spirit.
这个油在整个圣经里面都是讲的是圣灵。
These first five have the Holy Spirit in them because they have decided to follow God, to make him the Savior and leader of their lives.
那个五个聪明的童女灯里有油是因为他们愿意在生命中跟随主。
They've entered a relationship with him, and so the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in their life.
因为他们盼着主再来，他们和主建立了一种有这种很密切的关系，所以主就派圣灵住在他们当中。
And God is shining His light out through them.
所以神就通过他们这五个人发出光来。
The other five waited too long.
另外五个等了很长的时间。
Once they saw the bridegroom was coming, they frantically ran out and tried to get some more oil, but by then it was too late.
当他们看见新郎来的时候，才想起他们要有油，但是已经晚了。
Jesus does not give endless opportunities for people to turn from their sin and to follow him as their savior.
主耶稣他不会无限期地等待那些罪人来归向他。
I want to continue the theme of this message by playing a song for you right now.
下面接着信息要给大家放一首诗歌。
This song is by a Christian group called DC Talk, and it's called I Wish We'd All Been Ready, and I'd like you to listen to the lyrics. It's based off of this passage we just read, and then we'll come back and look at the scriptures again.
这首歌的名字叫《希望我们都准备好了》，请大家听一听歌里面所唱的内容。
You can play that when you're ready.
Life was filled with guns and war, and all of us got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. The children died, the days grew cold, a piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. And I wish we'd all been ready. And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left. Man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been. Change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. Oh yeah. You. Father spoke, the demons died. How could you have been so blind? There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. No. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. I hope we'll all be ready. You've been left behind. I hope we'll all be ready. You've been left behind. I hope we'll all be ready. You've been left behind.
We'd all been ready.
希望我们都准备好了。
The people that get left behind are the ones that Jesus' second coming is not good news for. It's bad news.
对于那些落下的人来说，主耶稣再来不是个好事，是个坏事。
The Bible is very clear on this, that if you don't have Jesus leading your life, if you haven't accepted him and his forgiveness that he offers you for sin by dying on the cross,
圣经清楚地告诉我们，如果你的生命中没有耶稣，如果你没有接受他为你所做的，为你的罪在十架上所付的代价，那么
When he comes back for his own and takes them to heaven for eternity, that only those who've responded to his grace and mercy are going to go.
当他再来的时候，只有那些回应了他的恩典，跟随他的人才可以跟他一起回到天堂。
And whether he returns for you or you die and face him as your judge, the same divide still is true for those who have Christ and those who do not have Christ.
当那个时候来的时候，那些有耶稣信耶稣的人和不信耶稣的人，他们会去完全不同的地方。
Just as Jesus warns us in these passages, the songwriters give the same warning in the song.
刚才听的那首歌讲述的就是我们刚才念的经节里面主耶稣对我们讲述的。
If there's any of you today that don't know Christ, my hope, and I'm sure the hope of your friends around you, your family members, is that would be something you don't wait for.
如果在座的还有不相信主耶稣的，相信你和你的家人、你的朋友都迫切的希望你们能相信他。
In my years as a pastor, I've known young people who say, you know, my parents are into this Christian thing, but you know, I want to go out and have some fun. I want to make some money, have some good times. I'll get to God later on.
牧师牧会的这几十年当中，他见到了无数个年轻人。这些年轻人，他们的家长都是信主的，但是他们自己愿意去好好享受一下，去玩一玩，乐一乐。
I've known some older people who've gone to church for many years. They've heard the messages, they've sat in the pew, but they've never really made that decision for themselves. They've never embraced Jesus personally.
牧师也见到许多老年人，他们来教会也很久了，都一般都坐在后排，但是他们心里面并没有真正接受主耶稣。
And Jesus has not returned yet for all of us.
主耶稣现在还没有回来。
But unfortunately, some of those young people and some of those older people I've known didn't get the chance for some time later to accept Christ.
但是对于那些还不信他的年轻人和老年人来说，他们以后未必就有那么多的机会再去信他。
Life is so uncertain that you really don't know what tomorrow will hold.
人生实在是难料，所以我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
Why wait? Why not be ready today?
所以为什么等待呢？为什么不今天就做一个决定呢？
For those of you that know Christ, this idea of being ready, it's living every day walking with Him.
对于已经信主的人来说，准备好主的再来，就是每天与他同行。
How many of you have ever sold a house before?
你们有没有人以前见过一个房子？
Anybody else there sold a house?
Sorry, 卖过一个房子。
Not as a realtor, but I mean, yeah, you've moved. You've left the house.
不是作为一个中介，而是你自己卖过自己的房子。
It's a horrible experience.
这个非常的很艰难的事情。
I've done it about four times now.
牧师他已经卖过自己住的四个住的地方了。
Your realtor basically tells you, make the house look perfect.
中介给你的建议就是把房子打理好，看起来要没有瑕疵。
Take half the furniture out, half the pictures off the wall.
把这个房间里面多余的家具搬走，把墙上乱七八糟的画摘下来。
Keep it picked up, smelling good, looking perfectly neat at all times.
要把房间保持的整洁，然后闻起来要有芳香的气味，要时时刻刻都是这样。
And sometimes these realtors act like the thief in the night. They'll call you up and say, can I bring somebody to see the house?
有的时候这些中介就像夜里的贼一样，突然打电话来说，哎，我马上带个人来看房了。
And you'll say, when do you want to come? Tomorrow? The next day?
你就说，你什么时候来呀？明天还是后天？
And they'll go, no, we're actually in your driveway right now.
然后中介说，我们现在已经到你家门口了。
My wife and I have packed up the cats and thrown the kids' toys in the closet and tried to straighten everything up and rushed out the house.
所以他们就立刻把猫藏起来，把所有的玩具都藏起来，然后开门去迎接这个中介。
Sometimes this craziness goes on for months at a time.
有时候接连几个月，他们每天都要生活在这种紧张的情绪当中。
But you live every day with the thought that today could be the day and I need to be ready if I'm really serious about selling this house.
你每一天睁开眼的时候都知道说今天也许中介会带人来看房，所以你每一天过的都是时时刻准备着。The
last thing that Jesus calls us to be is to be faithful to him in preparation for his return.
主耶稣需要我们做的另外一件事情就是对他有忠心。
Be faithful. Are we living in the kind of way, and are we doing actions that show faith to Christ and show love to Him?
那就是说，我们每天的行事为人，是体现出我们对主的忠心吗？对主的信心吗？
We looked at the positive aspects of what a Christian's job description is, things God wants us to be about all the time.
我们刚才提到了，作为一个基督徒，神对我们的工作上的要求是什么样的？ 他想让我们做的事情是什么？
what if you're engaged in some sort of sin and Jesus comes back right at that moment?
那么如果你正在犯罪的时候，主耶稣突然来了，会是什么情形呢？
I remember when I became a Christian as a teenager and I heard about the return of Christ, I always kept picturing that in my mind.
当牧师在高中的时候听到主耶稣要来，他脑子里就有这么一个图画。
I thought, what if I'm doing something really bad or really wrong, and Jesus chooses that moment to come back? Will I want him to see me, and will I be ready to face him at that moment?
他就想，如果主耶稣再来的时候，他正在做一些很不好的事情，那怎么办呢？
So I'll ask you these questions.
所以牧师要问大家这个问题。
How would you feel if Jesus came back?
你觉得耶稣再来的时候？
And he found you prayerless or Bible-less. You haven't prayed for days, you haven't opened your Bible for weeks.
如果主耶稣再来的时候发现你已经好久没有祷告，没有读经了。
How would you feel if Jesus came back and found you hoarding your money rather than giving to the needs of God's kingdom?
如果主耶稣再来的时候发现你却在为自己聚敛钱财，而不是去帮助有需要的人。
How would you feel if Jesus came back and he found you drunk?
如果主耶稣再来的时候发现你喝得醉醺醺的。
Or cheating on your spouse.
或者正在背叛你的妻子或者丈夫。
Or yelling at your wife.
或者在你对你的家人大喊大叫。
Or gossiping about a friend.
或者在背后议论别人。
Looking at pornography on the internet.
或者在网上看色情的东西。
Ignoring the needy around you.
忽略了身边需要帮助的人。
Holding hatred or unforgiveness in your heart.
或者心里面满怀苦毒怨恨。
We want to be faithful, living faithfully in that imminent return of Jesus.
让大家一起来有这个信心，忠心的为主而活。
Be informed, be aware, be ready, be prepared. Let's live faithfully for him.
让我们一起知道这个事情，意识到这个事情，并且为这个事情准备好，并且要怀着忠心和信心为主而活。
I'm going to pray for us right now, and I want to invite two groups of folks to potentially pray with me.
牧师现在要带大家祷告，他也请两组人上来跟他一起祷告。
One is maybe you're the person they talked about in that song. Maybe you're the one who might be left behind because you've never responded to Jesus.
有一组人就是你也许像刚才歌里面唱到的那样，你们还从来没有回应过主耶稣的呼召。
And I want to pray for you this afternoon, and you could pray a prayer with me if that's the desire of your heart to give your life to Christ.
牧师会为你特别的祷告。
Maybe one of those sins I just mentioned is one that you engage in far too often, and God just spoke to you and said, you know, you really need help to move beyond that and to be living faithfully for me.
如果你是另一种人，刚才提到的就是那个还是活在罪里的人。
So I want to pray for you today as well.
牧师今天也会特别为你祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we praise you for the hope, the blessed hope of your return.
主耶稣啊，我们为了你给我们的希望，为了这个充满了你的祝福的希望而祷告。
Sometimes it seems our world is getting worse and worse, and we need that hope that things will someday be better.
当我们看到周遭的事情越来越坏的时候，在这世上越来越糟的时候，我们需要知道你会再来。
But you've also shown us that the only way they'll be better is if we know you and if we've experienced your forgiveness in our lives.
你告诉我们，能让事情变好的唯一方式就是相信你，并且相信你还会来。
And so God, I pray today with anyone who has yet to give their life to you.
主啊，所以今天我们就为那些愿意把生命交给你的人祷告。
We pray, Lord Jesus, come into my life.
求主进入我的生活生命。
I believe in who you are, and I believe that you died for my sins.
我知道你是谁，我相信你为我的罪而死。
Forgive me for the times that I have not followed you.
求你赦免我那些以前不知道不跟随你的时候。
Come in and lead my life.
现在求你进入来领导我的生活。
Begin to make me like you.
并且让我变得越来越像你。
God, so many of us wrestle with sin and disobedience every day in our lives.
主啊，我们很多人每天都在与自己的罪做斗争。
And with the uncertainty of your return,
但是我们知道你一定会再来。
And the uncertainty of life itself.
哦，因为我们是我们不顺服你，我们还有罪，是因为我们并不是很清楚你会再来。但是我们也不知道生命中要发生什么事情。
We want our lives to be characterized by love and obedience and faithfulness to you.
我们想让我们的生活里面能有你的爱，还有对你的顺服。
Lord, purify us from our sin.
主啊，求你洁净我们的罪。
Create a clean heart in us.
在我们里面制造一颗清洁的心。
Change our desires. Give us the strength.To follow you each day.
改变我们心里面的所思所想，改变我们的行为，让我们能够跟随你。
Let us respond to you in living faithful lives.
让我们向你有所回应，在你面前有一个信实的生活。
God, we admit we do not know at all when you will return, but we want to be ready.
主啊，虽然我们不知道你到底什么时候来，但是我们想要预备好。
As you ask whether you'll find faith on the earth, it's our prayer that you would find faith in us right here.
你以前问过你再来的时候世上有没有信德，我们就求你在你来的时候在我们当中看到信德。
You will find faith in our lives, that you will find faith in our families, and you will find faith in our church right here.
你能在我们的生命中看到我们的信德，也在我们的家人当中看到信德，也在我们的教会当中看到信德。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
以主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.